With the Northern Alliance now firmly in control of Kabul, diplomats are scrambling to try to put together an interim government that will be acceptable to the different parties. The United Nations envoy to Afghanistan, Frances Vandrell, is in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. From there, he'll go to Kabul for talks with the Northern Alliance about the formation of a new government. U.S. diplomat James Dobbins is also in Islamabad. He'll hold talks with Afghan opposition leaders and with Pakistani officials who have greeted the fall of Kabul with alarm. NBR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad.
The U.S. and the United Nations have consistently said they support the formation of a broad-based interim government in Afghanistan, one that includes not only the ethnic Uzbek and Tajik-dominated Northern Alliance, but representatives of Afghanistan's largest ethnic group, the Pashtuns. With a sizable Pashtun minority, neighboring Pakistan has encouraged this approach, but now it appears the political process has been overtaken by military advances made by the Northern Alliance and its moves to consolidate power. The alliance's decision today to occupy the key defense and interior ministries in the capital has worried many here in Pakistan. Though alliance officials insist the moves are only temporary, many in the Pakistani establishment see them as first evidence of backtracking by the alliance on a pledge it made with exiled King Zahir Shah to support a multi-ethnic, broad-based government. Pakistan is now pushing for a multinational military force to be put in place and quickly in the capital, while the political process catches up with the Northern Alliance's gains on the ground. Pakistan Foreign Ministry spokesman Aziz Ahmed Khan.
The international multinational force is for maintaining security in Kabul and also assuring that no single group has military occupation of Kabul. As far as the broad-based government is concerned, that is a political objective, because otherwise situation is allowed to remain as it is for too long, it will give rise to civil war in the country.
The foreign ministry spokesman warned that the political process should be accelerated to avoid such a scenario, and added that the UN special envoy for Afghanistan, Lakhdar Brahimi, appears to be moving in that direction. In New York yesterday, Brahimi called for a transitional administration in the country. There has also been talk of what Brahimi calls a coalition of the willing to contribute a multinational force to help keep the peace. Such a force would include troops from Muslim nations. Turkey, Jordan, and Malaysia have been named as possible contributors. Some European nations might contribute troops as well. Former Pakistani President Farooq Lagari says the largely ethnic Tajik and Uzbek Northern Alliance must respect the U.S. and the UN's desire for a broad-based government. The Northern Alliance may have gained a great deal of territory in recent days, but the area in which its ethnic minorities are dominant, Lagari says, is still small.
And in the rest of the country, the Pashtuns are in a majority, and they're not very friendly to the Tajiks and others with whom they've had a vendetta at least for the last 10 years. So the Northern Alliance, even for their own sustainability and security, they must listen to what the United States tells them.
The U.S. and the U.N. are well aware of the need to bring a viable political alternative to the table, and quickly. U.N. Envoy Frances Vandrell is in Islamabad waiting to travel to Kabul to meet with Northern Alliance leaders to discuss the situation. U.S. Envoy to the Afghan opposition James Dobbins will also be in Pakistan for the next few days, meeting with Afghan political leaders and Pakistani officials. It's possible he too may travel to Kabul to make sure that the Northern Alliance heeds the message to share power. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.